Ariel Sharon has been elected the new Prime Minister of Israel. Sharon won by some 25 percentage points over incumbent Ehud Barak. That's the largest margin of victory in Israel's history. Voter turnout was a record low. The results reflect the deep frustration of the Israeli electorate after nearly 5 months of violence with the Palestinians and a peace process that appears to be going nowhere. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports from Tel Aviv.
Accepting victory before ecstatic supporters, Ariel Sharon acknowledged that few ever believed he would reach this position. Considered an unelectable has-been just weeks ago, the controversial general, renowned for his checkered military history, announced a new path for the country.
Citizens of Israel, my friends during my long way in your different parties. Today, the state of Israel got onto a new road, a way of peace at home and unity, the yearning for security and a true peace.
Sharon drew the most cheers when he vowed not to divide sovereignty in Jerusalem, something Barak had offered at the negotiating table. Sharon then called for sharing power with Barak's left-wing Labor Party. It's not clear when Labor will respond. Barak, in his concession speech, announced he is stepping down as party head and resigning his parliament seat. The move sets off a scramble for his succession. Becoming emotional at times, Barak defended his philosophy of compromise with the Palestinians, saying, "We were ahead of our time.
We have decided once and for all, in a way that cannot be reversed, the areas, the borders in which the peace with Palestinians will happen."
As Sharon's resounding victory was blared over large-screen TVs, leading Sharon advisor Zalman Shoval said Barak's efforts had only proven that a final peace deal is not possible for now.
"Our approach will be more realistic. It will not necessarily give them all they want. Of course it won't give them all they want. But it will make concrete proposals to improve the present situation."
Palestinian officials say they will give Sharon the benefit of the doubt if he comes with good ideas, though one spokesman adds, "We don't think it's likely he will." Leading negotiator Saeb Erekat says Palestinians will not accept a reversal of the peace process.
"We began negotiations 15 months ago on permanent status. We've come a long way, and Mr. Sharon should not expect us to go back to point zero."
Senior Likud party members insist Sharon has mellowed with age and will seek a moderate approach toward the Palestinians. Even Nobel Peace Laureate Shimon Peres downplays fears about Sharon's history of extremism.
"Even Sharon cannot change the world, even cannot ignore it. And Sharon, and the more of it, will have to face the realities of our time, of our neighbors, of the world public opinion. It is not that you're being elected and the world stops to turn around. I think he is aware of it and he knows that he cannot go with his promises and positions before the elections. He will have to change one way or another."
Still, the reality of Sharon's situation may clash with the expectations of many of his supporters. One middle-aged man, almost giddy at Sharon's win, laughed as he said, "Now we'll have war." Another, 49-year-old Menachem Muskal, lauded what he described as Sharon's deterrent effect.
"Well, you know, maybe the name Sharon makes people to shake a little bit, and maybe this is good. The people will respect him, and the people, they know who is he, and nobody will mess around with him."
Inside the Likud party hall, as teenage party workers began dancing in celebration, Ranana Vachnun said she is soon to be drafted into Israel's army, and welcomes whatever may come. "Right now, we're in a war of attrition," she said, "being killed slowly. But with Sharon," she said, "if war happens, it will be an all-out, once-and-for-all victory." Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Tel Aviv.